We're speaking with Philip Price, who is a candidate in the upcoming primary election for U.S. House of Representatives for District 11, that district currently being held by Mark Meadows. Philip, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's get right to it. First of all, I want to ask, why is it you'd like to represent District 11 in the U.S. House of Representatives? And at the same time, I'd like to know what makes you different from the other Democratic candidates for this primary.
Well, the reason that I'm stepping up for this this task to take on this job is I just feel like we are not being represented as a whole, Western North Carolinians. I feel that Mark Meadows, when was elected and went to Washington and never looked back, basically, he doesn't have any real connection to Western North Carolina, very, very small connection up in the Highlands Castures area as a real estate developer. I have lived in this district for 34 years, over 34 years, and I've lived in six counties of the 16 counties in this district. And I get my insurance, my health care through the Affordable Care Act. Being a small business owner, self-employed, it was real tough for me before the Affordable Care Act was passed. And then when it was passed, we were able to afford it. And, you know, Mark Meadows seems to be one of his biggest goals for the last 6 or 7 years has been to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And so it's a very personal issue to me. So every time he comes on TV and he's talking about repealing the Affordable Care Act with no replacement, it's really hit me hard. It's a personal matter for me, and I was just tired of, there was just no way that I could sit back anymore and feel good about not doing something about it. And the thing that makes me different than the other candidates that I'm primarying against is that I am a working man. I represent the district. I've worked beside the people of the 11th district over the last 34 years. And again, it's the roots that I have all across the district. I have family and friends and associates all spread out through the 16 counties. My business takes me throughout 16 counties. I own a small lumber recycling business, and we're now down in McDowell County. We started up in Buncombe County, but I've lived in Transylvania, Jackson, Macon, Haywood, Buncombe, and now McDowell County, and I feel my connection to the people in this district is really what makes me different. And between the three of us, I'm the only one who is both a lifelong Democrat and a 34-year resident of the district.
You've talked a lot about district and your time that you've spent in this district, District 11.
Yes.
Tell me what is either the most important issues or what are some of the issues that you think are the biggest challenges and most important for our district?
Well, that's a great question. Since I've entered this race over a year ago, it was March of last year that I announced I would be running for this office, and I have put about 20,000 miles on my vehicle driving around this district and listening to the folks to see what the most important issue is to them. And I've, based on that, I've established my platform of bringing better jobs with bigger paychecks to Western North Carolina. Because, you know, the 11th district, the median income, household income right now is just over $39,000. The median income for North Carolina is almost $8,000 more than that. And we have an unemployment rate in the 11th district right now that's hovering around 11%, and that's not good because the national unemployment is more around 4%. We have a college graduation rate in the 11th district of only 21%, and so I think the number one issue in our district here in Western North Carolina is bringing better jobs with bigger paychecks, and my platform addresses that.
are there things that that you could do as our representative for District 11 that would make a difference for better paying jobs and better jobs here in this district?
Well, I certainly can't do it by myself, but what I'm advocating through my platform, there's four legs to my platform. That's expanding health care to a single-payer Medicare for All system, which is going to bring tens of thousands of jobs to Western North Carolina. The second leg is improving funding for our public school systems and providing a tuition-free community college and technical school two-year type degrees. That's going to bring better jobs with better paychecks to Western North Carolina. The third thing is protecting our environment, because our environment is the number one resource of Western North Carolina, which provides us with our biggest industry, which is tourism. And Mr. Meadows has talked about reclassifying areas like the Blue Valley up in the Highlands area, which is a scenic protected area, wild and scenic area. And he'd like to reclassify that so that his donors that are in the logging industry can come in and clear cut some of those mountains. And as we know, that would be catastrophe for Western North Carolina's beautiful mountainsides and views. The fourth thing is our infrastructure. You hear nationally talking about roads and bridges and such. And of course, we have the same problems here in Western North Carolina. But more specifically with infrastructure, what I've found, especially west of Asheville into the real rural parts of North Carolina, is we just don't have access, folks don't have access to broadband internet and cellular service. And the future of our economic growth is going to depend on people being able to access the internet, broadband, high-speed internet, job growth, education, the future of education, even access to health care providers for folks who are on long-term health care situations.
So let me ask you this. You know, driving around and spending time in your district for your job is one thing, but driving around your district as someone involved in a political campaign is different. So I'm interested in some of the things maybe you've learned or discovered. I guess you've been campaigning longer than anyone else for the primaries. So what are some things, some unique things that maybe you've learned or discovered as during your campaign travels specifically?
Well, I'd go back to the internet issue. That's the thing, the unique thing that I've found is an issue that needs to be addressed. You know, over in Silva, we spoke to a room of maybe 100 people, and I asked how many of those people did not have access to high-speed internet, and half the room raised their hand. You know, that's this is the 21st century, and that's a major issue. As I said, I'm a small business owner, and I am fortunate enough to be able to operate my business from my home because I have access to high-speed internet. You know, 95% of my business relies on that connection to the internet. And so job growth out in the rural parts of the district, people want to move here, and people would like to come here and start their, you know, have a home business or start a small business, even large business. None of it is possible without in the 21st century without access to broadband internet. So I think that's the issue that I have discovered campaigning around over the last 13 months or so.
So we got the primary coming up. Let's say Philip Price wins the Democratic primary coming up. Then Philip Price goes against Mark Meadows for the general election coming up in November. And let's say Philip Price defeats Mark Meadows in the general election. I'm sure there's quite a learning curve when one goes to Washington for the first time. So I guess my question to you is, what's the first thing Philip Price does, or what's your first legislative proposal? What do you do when you go to Washington?
Right. Well, the first thing is going to be building a strong team, which I've already begun doing that for my campaign, and that will bleed over into my staff members for my congressional office. I think any good leader is only as good as his team, And we're putting together a team of smart folks that are specialists in their fields. And so that would be the first thing. But as far as legislative issues, I would like to be part of getting House Resolution 676 passed, which is the expanded and improved Medicare for All bill. Like I said, health care is pretty much the issue that brought me into this campaign. I feel like health care is a right. It's not a privilege. And most of the other developed nations on this planet have some type of a universal health care system, and it's working for them. And we need to get on a level playing field so that everyone is covered. And, you know, the only way we're going to bring folks out of poverty is through health care and education. And they pay. Those are investments into our communities that are going to pay back several fold.
So, Philip, let me ask you this. Again, we've got the primary coming up on May the 8th. When it comes down to it, a vote for Philip Price in the Democratic primary for U.S. House of Representatives for District 11, a vote for Philip Price means what?
A vote for Philip Price means that you're voting for a voice that's going to speak for you, for the people of Western North Carolina on the House, on the floor of the House of Representatives. I want people to know that when the call has been made for a vote to be cast in the House of Representatives, what's going to go through my mind before I cast that vote is, how is that vote going to affect the people of Henderson County, the people of Jackson County and Clay County and Cherokee County and Haywood County, and how is it going to affect the people of Western North Carolina, not how is it going to affect the Koch brothers or the pharmaceutical industry or Duke Energy. That's what a vote for Philip Price is going to be, a vote for the voice of the people.
My final question, people want to know more about Philip Price. How can they get that information?
You can go to our website, which is price4, that's the number 4, WNC.org. It's price4WNC.org. And you can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can find out all those handles on our website.
Fantastic. Philip, thank you very much for your time. Of course, running in the primary for the U.S. House of Representatives District 11. Good luck in the primary.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Thanks for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.